Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Happy New Year 2010. Wow, unbelievable. I want to welcome all our new subscribers just in the last couple weeks. We've got about 200 new subscribers from around the world. So welcome to the Mental Toughness Blog, everyone. And thanks for everyone who commented on my New Year's Eve 2009 post. And I hope all of us are going to be going for it big, without fear, and with mental toughness in 2010. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about and get your feedback on, as always, and your comments on for this first post of 2010. If you remember, if you've been a subscriber for a while, you remember a couple months ago I wrote a rebuttal to a USA Today editorial that was written from some priests, Catholic priests, who talked about they were kind of doling out marriage advice. And all I said was, should we all be listening to religious leaders about marriage advice? Should they be giving us marriage advice when a lot of these people have never even been married? And a lot of them have not been married for many years. They're very young. So we got a lot of feedback on that one, if you can remember. If they were phone lines, they would have been lit up like a Christmas tree. Let me tell you, we had a lot of comments. I got over 100 emails from people who said they were afraid to comment even on the blog because they felt so strongly about it. And we had a lot of very, very strong, very aggressive, as a matter of fact, comments from blog subscribers who were part of the religious community who felt like, yes, we should be taking all this advice from religious leaders about marriage. Well, we had a lot of agreement, disagreement, back and forth, and that's what this blog is all about, you guys, as you know. And for you new subscribers, this is about give and take. This is not about my point of view going forward or trying to sell you on my point of view or any of our subscribers' points of view. It's to knock ideas around. In a way we can say anything we want. We don't have to be give motivational pep talks to each other. We can talk about things at a very high level and do it civilly, but we can do it aggressively as we like on this blog. And I think that's one of the reasons we have so many subscribers around the world. So here's what I want to address today, kind of playing off that same theme, but not just in the religious area or the marriage area. I wonder about this. In mental toughness, as you know, we talk a lot about critical thinking. And here's what I don't understand. Why is it, especially in America, that we need religious leaders to tell us how to live our lives, to be married, to and all the different things in our personal lives? Why is it that we need the U.S. government to tell us that we can do certain things and we can't do certain things? I don't understand why we can't think for ourselves. Why we need these bodies of people who are just everyday, average, normal people, no smarter than any of us, to tell us what to do. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Here's my critical thinking question. In the United States of America, where alcohol is legal, why isn't marijuana legal? Why isn't? Now, I'm not a giant fan of marijuana, but what bugs me, what really infuriates me, is the government says that people can't smoke pot. Alcohol is much, much stronger than marijuana, as you know, and alcohol is legal. It's very legal, as a matter of fact. So why isn't marijuana? Well, the government tries to legislate these things that they feel like are bad for us. Well, here's what I want to know. Who are these people? Who are these people that tell us that we can't think for ourselves? This is what mental toughness is and critical thinking is all about. It's for one is for taking responsibility for your own life and thinking for yourself. And I know, again, I'm preaching to the choir with you guys on this blog because I read your comments and I get your emails. And I know a lot of you feel the same way I do. We disagree on a lot of things sometimes, and that's great because that's what this is all about, to knock ideas around. But I know that everybody's an independent thinker that is on this blog, or everyone I know at least who's made a comment or sent an email. So I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I just wonder that why we have to have these people doing this. I mean, let me give you a logical reason that we should legalize pot. $10 to $14 billion in revenue per year for the government of the United States of America. $10 to $14 billion in tax revenue. You guys, I know you've been watching the news like I have. The government is spending money like we actually have it at a rate that's almost unbelievable, at a rate that none of us will ever be, we'll never be able to repay this in any of our lifetimes, and anyone that's actually listening to this in 2010. It'll never happen. It's so unbelievable. We need the money. legalize pot, let's collect the $10 to $14 billion a year, tax it, regulate it, let people smoke it in the coffee houses like they do in Amsterdam if they want to, and let's move on. And let's stop trying to legislate something that that really should be that should be the people's choice. And there's a lot of other things, you know, and I don't have time to go into it in just this post, but I'd like to hear what you think about this. The government legislating all these different things, and these organizations, like, again, I said about the religious community. I don't want to open that whole thing up again, because we opened that up and we kind of beat that to death, I think, with the religious community, and some people have disagreed and agreed, and I think we beat that to death. But let's take the legalizing pot issue, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. If we can collect $10 to $14 billion in tax revenue, you guys, and as you know, if you live in the U.S. especially, we need the money. We need the revenue. If people want to get stoned on pot, hey, they get drunk on alcohol. If they want to get stoned on pot, let them get stoned on pot. What's the big deal? There's no studies that prove this is any worse than alcohol. So let them do it if they want to. As a matter of fact, let's throw cocaine in for the mix. Make it legal. Cocaine is the number one selling product in America and has been for many years. I think it's stupid. It's too strong of a drug. I certainly don't advocate the use of it, nor have I ever used cocaine. But that's not the point. The point is people are going to do it anyway. So why not regulate it, make it safe for people that want to use it recreationally, if you call it that. It's a very strong drug, obviously. But if people can, they can make their own choices. They're not 5 years old. They don't need to be told what to do and what not to do. Let them use it, regulate it, tax the heck out of it. I don't know the numbers on cocaine, but I'm going to do some more research. I don't know if a study's been done, but if we legalize cocaine, I'll bet we can make $20 billion in tax revenue. I'm guessing here, and I'll do my research. But can you imagine, let's say we get $20 billion in tax revenue on cocaine, we get $10 billion on pot. Now we have $30 billion in annual revenue, tax revenue, coming into the U.S. government, not to mention the lack of money or the savings in the police and all the FBI, for that matter, in terms of drugs, the DEA, in terms of policing imports on cocaine, imports on marijuana, Border Patrol. I mean, fill in the blank. I have no idea what that costs, but obviously it's in the billions of dollars. Why not? Give the people what they want. Let them decide for themselves, guys. To me, this is mental toughness. It's critical thinking. I think we ought to start having these conversations and stop letting the government tell us what's right and what's wrong and what we need to do. Let them make laws, let them pass bills, and that's what they're supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to be sitting in Washington telling us how to live our lives. Who are these people? These people are no different than any of us, and they're telling us how to live our lives. It's ridiculous, and I think it needs to be looked at very carefully. So that's my take on it. I can't wait to hear yours, and I appreciate it again. Welcome to all the new subscribers. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. And let me just say this for all the new subscribers: we have a very active blog here. Don't be afraid to say what you think on the blog. You're not going to offend anybody. You're certainly not going to offend me. Believe me, we hear it out. I'm a mental toughness coach. A lot of my subscribers are into mental toughness. We go back and forth all the time, and we do it in a very civil way. But don't be afraid to voice your opinion, whether you're for this or against this, because we want to hear what you think. That's the whole idea, is independent thinking. Someone said the other day, well, you know, your blog, it's kind of like a guru thing. Oh, that's the last thing it is. That's the last thing that mental toughness is about, is a guru thing. As a lot of the subscribers know, that's absolutely not. I'm not trying to convince you of my stance or anyone else's stance. What I'm doing is introducing it so we can knock it around a little bit and get great ideas from both sides and see what we can come up with, and see if we can come to some kind of solution and start moving things forward that should be moved forward by the independent thinkers in the world, and especially in the United States. So that's my take. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for being a subscriber, and can't wait to hear your comments on this one. Thanks, everyone.